This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Welcome, beautiful mama. I was thinking about what I wanted to share with all of you this week. What questions, what challenges, what things you might be going through. And like I always do before I write or create anything within Happy Mama, I pictured who I think you are. I pictured a mama in my mind that epitomizes this whole journey and what she might be thinking today, what her struggles might be. This mama is a mixture of me, of course, a couple of my clients and mamas that have been with me for a very long time, and I guess a collaboration of all the women that I hear from each day. And as I pictured that mama in my mind, preparing to record something for you, I could see her stressing about the mess around her. I could see her feeling like she's not on top of things, that the most important thing at the moment is having the house ready, the meal prepared, the emails sorted, whatever it is. I could see her just feeling like she wasn't on top of it again. I have this feeling all of the time as well. This is modern day motherhood, isn't it? This is being a modern day woman, that there are so many demands on us all of the time, that most of the time we feel like we're failing. We're not on top of things. We can't stop to take a breath. There is always more and more and more. And that's why we feel like we're so addicted to this fast-paced life. That's why it feels like so much of our time is spent on things that we don't want to be doing, but we just have to be. But here's a thought that I wanted to share with you today. The reason why we feel things like the housework, the to-do list, all of those external things are so important to get right and perfect every day is because we are so used to this definition of success. We are so used to achieving, completing, working through, ticking things off. Before we came to motherhood, this was our life. We had tasks we needed to do, things we needed to finish each day, school, and then perhaps uni, and then perhaps work, whatever it was, there was a list of things that we needed to meet each day, KPIs and measures of success that were very tangible. But here's the thing about motherhood. Real success as a mama and as a woman doesn't come from things that you can tick off a list. Success doesn't come from working through something and completing it and not having to repeat it the next day. That's not our life at the moment. And so often that makes us feel like we're failing. When we look at the tasks ahead of us each day, we can't look at those as defining us. We have to redefine what our day needs to be happy. What is it today that makes you feel like you've done a good job? Now, if the first thing that comes into your mind is finish the ironing, or complete that report at work so nobody thinks that you're slacking off since becoming a mama, then I would like to challenge you to think a little bit differently than that, because here's the thing, that's just your old pattern. That's just the belief that you need to be superwoman to be happy. true happiness, true success, true connection comes from those little moments. Those moments where you're laughing with your little ones, where you actually sit and have a real, open and connecting conversation with your partner, where you feel like you're in your body and in the moment when you're with somebody, when you don't think about the housework because you're out in the garden, when you go to yoga, when you read a book, when you laugh, when you cry, when you connect. They are the things that we need to be putting our attention onto, not all of the other tasks that require our energy each day. And if we can just have a list of three things, three real and tangible things that we want to achieve today to feel really connected to ourselves and to our family, and if we could make that our to-do list, imagine how different our life would be. Imagine, beautiful mama, if you woke up tomorrow and you made a list of three things that you wanted to do that filled your spirit and soul. Imagine if that list was to sit down and enjoy a meal for lunch instead of rushing. Imagine if one of those things on your list was to call a girlfriend you've been thinking about for weeks, who you know is going through a hard time, and you prioritize that. And imagine if the third and final thing was sitting down and writing in a journal tonight about how much you appreciate all that you have in your life. Three things. That's it. A healthy meal, a phone call to a loved one, and writing at the end of the night. They're the things that we should be focusing on each day. But as busy women, we look around ourselves and see our environment as evidence of whether we're failing or succeeding. We see things like our home, our environment, our work, how messy the inside of our car is, how much washing is piled up, how busy we are, what we've forgotten. All of those things is how we judge whether we're doing a good job or not. And this is the key. We are judging ourselves every single day. We are judging ourselves because we are not seeing what our true value is. So what if we recreated that to-do list? What if we decided to ignore all that is required of us in terms of the way we focus on it and instead prioritize differently? What if today your only task was to go and sit in the sun with your little one? What if it was to book a babysitter for Friday night so you could actually reconnect with your partner? Perhaps it's go for a run. Perhaps it's sit and meditate. Perhaps it's paint your toenails. Three things that fill your soul. The only requirement here is that they leave you feeling happy. They leave you feeling whole and complete and buzzing with an energy that you might not have connected with for a while. Sure, we still have to do all of those other things, but you know what? They will get done. I guarantee you they will still get done. They always do. But the things that don't get done are these things that make us happy. We prioritize what we can see, not what we feel. We prioritize what we see, not what we can feel. So we have to start bringing what we feel to the front. Try making a list that makes you feel differently. And talk to your kids and your partners about what they would need today to feel good. Recently, in my 6-month program with a beautiful small group of mamas, we've been talking a lot about the weekends and how we feel when we get to the weekend. Often it's just as rushed and stressed and unfulfilling as the weekdays. We hang out all week thinking when we get to the weekend it'll be different, and then we fill our weekend up with running around, tasks around the house, jobs that have to be done, joy and spontaneity and freedom and true connection are not on our priority list again. So in my little family, we sat down recently and made a list. Each of us had to list 10 things that we would like to do on the weekend as a family that cost under $20. And we all made a list. The three-year-old came up with his own hilarious list of about four or five things that mostly included Batman. But together we've now got just over 40 things that we can do as a family that hardly cost anything. And we've promised each other that every Sunday we get to choose one of those things on that list. What if that was our only priority on Sunday? What if this was what we were showing our children and our family? What if our measure of success at the end of each day was not how much we did, but how much we felt? This is what Happy Mama is all about, and this is what connecting to the feminine energy within us is all about. Not the masculine, pushing, striving, look around you and see what needs to be done, but the softer, more connected, more nurturing, look inside you and see what you want to feel. That's what we're doing here. And let's start with our new to-do list. I hope that connects, beautiful mamas. Sat Nam.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. I truly believe that great things happen when we come together to support and uplift each other. So to help spread the word and build the movement, I'd love it if you could pop over and leave a review. And if you have a mama friend who'd also love this insight, please share with her. Until next time, beautiful mama, Sat Nam.